I'm Wild Thang, and you're checking out The Bullshit Report, sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com, makers of great-tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored lollipops. Let's get into it. Is it cheating if everyone is doing it? Well, of course it's still cheating. So are the Houston Astros cheaters? Yes, they are cheaters. However, they are not alone. You know, they say that if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But put a different way, if you're not looking for a competitive edge, then you're not trying. With the Houston Astros, who have been found guilty of sign stealing and using electronic messaging to be able to let, you know, batters know what pitch to select, is something that's far-reaching. It's not just the Astros. Now, the Astros won a World Series using that type of technology. So, yes, they are to be pointed out. But don't get me wrong. Other teams were doing the same thing, or maybe doing the same thing in a different way. They just wasn't as successful as the Astros or had great players like the Astros. You know, this reminds me of the steroid era. If you remember, you know, Barry Bonds hitting crazy amounts of home runs, and Mark McGwire hitting crazy amounts of home runs, and Sammy Sosa doing the same, and on and on and on and on. Now, during the steroid era, you did have some teams that won championships. But yet again, everyone was doing it. So whereas we point at players like Barry Bonds and how he hit like an unbelievable amount of home runs, just know that his peers were doing the same. So we can't just crucify him and let the others go. Growing up in Houston, I remember Jeff Bagwell when he came up. Dude, you steal bases. He had an okay physique. But during the time of the steroid era, this dude started looking like Popeye. I mean, he was unfucking believable. You know, I mean, he was like Superman baseball player. So I say all that to say, again, with the Houston Astros now, they're not the only team that has done those type of things. And that explains why the MLB commissioner has come down on them the way he has. You know, he wasn't over the top or crucifying them or anything. Because what hasn't been released is teams like, what, the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals, and the Boston Red Sox, and, you know, New York Yankees. All of your prime teams, in one way or another, are looking for competitive advantages. You know, what you call cheating, the next team might just call it a competitive advantage. You know, sign stealing has been going on forever. If you watch a baseball game on TV, you know, as you're looking at TV, they'll show you the signal that the catcher is giving to the pitcher. So are all of us at home sign stealing? Are we cheating? Here's a better question. If any team was able to steal a sign and translate it to the batter at the box, could he still hit the pitch? You know, during Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa's steroid-driven home run bashes, there were still unhittable pitchers out there like Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, you know, to where even if you stole the sign and you knew what was coming, it's nothing you could do about it. So, I look at the Astros. I celebrate them as being champions of that year because they had a great team and they saw it all the way through. They found a competitive advantage the way that they went, but other teams found different kind of competitive advantages. So, I'm not crucifying the Astros, and you can't call the pot, you can't call the pot black if you black as well. So everybody just needs to take a step back Look at your favorite team, baseball team, and know that in some way they are using a competitive advantage to help make their team better. I'm Wild Thing. Holla. Thanks for checking out another great episode of The Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our great sponsor, LiquorLollipops.com. Makers of non-alcoholic, great-tasting, liquor-flavored lollipops. And also, check out my latest release, Motorcycle Music, streaming on all platforms. Holla.